Tuesday, Matanuska Valley voters trounced a bid by Matanuska Electric Association to overturn a borough rule restricting new power generation facilities. The Matanuska Susitna Borough ballots Proposition 1 would have repealed an ordinance passed over a year ago by the Borough Assembly, which requires Borough Planning Department approval for any new power facility of 50 megawatts or more within borough borders. Kevin Brown heads Matsu Taxpayers against Prop 1.
I was very glad to see that Prop 1 went down. The no vote won pretty substantially. The attempt by MEA to drop a coal-fired power plant just outside of Palmer really was a turning point in Valley politics, I think. It galvanized people against MEA. It resulted in changing MEA's board of directors. And this attempt to overturn the law that stopped them from building a coal power plant, it was destined to go down.
MEA spokeswoman Lorelei Carter says that the company has shelved its coal power plant plans for at least 5 years, but will move ahead with a natural gas-powered plant. The borough regulation affects all kinds of new power facilities, Carter says, and that means increased costs will be passed on to MEA customers.
And we are moving forward with a natural gas plant. The borough's regulations don't do anything meaningful. The only thing they do is create unnecessary costs and time delays. MEA is still subjected to all of the state and federal regulations for building a power plant.
MEA collected over 3,200 signatures from its ratepayers in a campaign to place Prop 1 on the borough ballot. Unofficial election results show that the ballot measure gained more than 3,400 yes votes, but was defeated by over 4,300 no votes. Six other borough ballot propositions all passed. Voters approved Prop 2 by a wide margin. The move gives the borough permission to issue $15 million in bonds to pay for road projects. Brad Swartz manages the borough's transportation division.
The total package for all the road projects is approximately $49 million. The state would pick up 70% of that $49 million package, with the borough paying 30%, which is the $15 million. For every $100,000 in assessed value, you'd be paying approximately $16 in taxes per year for the next 20 years.
Prop 2 is not the only measure that will mean a tax hike. Matsu voters also approved $19 million in bonds for school capital improvements and gave the nod to a new Caswell Lakes fire service area. Cindy Bettini and Mark Ewing will fill Assembly District seats 5 and 4, respectively. Both ran uncontested, and Ole Larson won Borough School Board seat D, defeating Pat Purcell. Brian Sullivan and Merle Thompson took school board seats E and G, uncontested. The city of Palmer has two new council members. Brian Hansen ran uncontested, as did a very busy Kevin Brown, who also leads Matsu Democrats. Brown says the 14.6% voter turnout was disappointing.
Last year, the borough election had about 20% voter turnout. This year, 14, because most of the races weren't contested. My hope is next year we're going to see a much better turnout, more contested races, and because it means that more people are interested in what's going on in their community.
In Houston, Virgie Thompson, Ruth Blanchard, Natasha Reif, and Lance Wilson won council seats. Wasilla's new council members are Leona Harris, Nancy Hall, and Ron Cox. And no one so far has won Wasilla's mayoral race. It looks like there will be a runoff election for the mayor's seat, as not one of the five candidates took more than 40% of the vote. Marty Mativa and Vern Ruprecht were the high vote getters. They will face off on October 28th. Election results are unofficial until certified. I'm Ellen Lockyer.